The Buffalo Bills beat the Miami Dolphins 24-16 yesterday at New Era Field to improve their record to 8-6 and keep their playoff hopes alive. Commentator Matt Sabuda joins us this morning. Matt, it was a game in December with playoff implications and the last home game of the year. What was the atmosphere like at the stadium yesterday?
Yeah, certainly a fun atmosphere in Orchard Park as fans braved the cold to see a Bills team firmly in the playoff picture with now just two games left to play. But before getting too excited, I think it's fair to say that fans have seen this kind of in-the-hunt scenario, I guess, one or two or three or 17 too many times, and it's likely that because of this fatigue, we saw a slightly less than capacity crowd in the stands, particularly in the upper deck. But for a cold game in the last home game of the year, crowd in attendance was loud and engaged throughout the game, and the Bills didn't disappoint as they had a solid all-around performance. And it was the type of game they needed to bolster their still outside but growing shot at the playoffs. And as I love to do, let's go to the New York Times playoff simulator to see how the Bills' chances have changed after their win, combined with how all the other games played out yesterday. And going into the game, the Bills stood at just 25% as their chance to make the playoffs. And those chances shot all the way up to, drumroll please, right around 40%. Still a tough road to go, but they definitely have a shot at ending their playoff drought with two games left in the season.
Let's move on to the game. Break it down for us.
Well, the Bills got off to a hot start, scoring a touchdown on their opening drive for the first time all year. And from there, they played conservative yet effective football and capitalized on plenty of Miami missteps. And by missteps, I mean the quarterback play of Jay Cutler. On Friday, I mentioned a couple of times how the Dolphins quarterback was known for his reckless play. And wow, did he live up to that billing. And a credit to the Bills because they capitalized on a number of those. Cutler threw three interceptions, fumbled the ball four times, and while the Bills didn't recover any of the fumbles, they often led to significant losses for the Dolphins. Overall, it was one of the better games this season for the Bills when creating quarterback pressure, which is an area that's been sorely lacking through much of the year. It was coupled with aggressive ball hawking by the defensive backfield and just a nice overall game for the Bills defense. On offense, have to tip your hat to Buffalo quarterback Tyrod Taylor. He had what was a really good Tyrod Taylor game, and I guess I qualify that just a bit because his stat line was, you know, only a bit above average, threw for 224 yards, rushed for another 42, but he was just good enough when he needed to be. And you know, you never really felt like he was going to run away with the game, and I guess in a lot of ways that's been the story for the Bills this season. They've just been good enough and still hanging in there, but far from a front-running contender.
You mentioned Taylor and the defense. Who else was instrumental in yesterday's win?
Well, I feel like a broken record and can't complete this segment without the obligatory mention of Bills running back LeSean McCoy. And yesterday, though, he earned his keep yet again. He combined for 94 yards rushing, receiving, and two touchdowns. As usual, he was a dynamic presence on the field. But the big story for McCoy is that he joined an elite club all-time among NFL running backs. Yesterday, McCoy eclipsed 10,000 career rushing yards, puts him 29th all-time and one of the quickest to ever get to the 10,000-yard mark. And to put McCoy's talent in perspective overall, he's now just 100 yards behind the infamous O.J. Simpson in career yards from scrimmage. And McCoy's about to surpass Simpson in the NFL record books in fewer career games. By the way, he's still going strong as he's on pace for 1,600 yards from scrimmage this year. Bills on defense, and on Friday I said that Bills rookie cornerback Tre'Davious White had another chance to build on his impressive rookie resume, and he didn't disappoint. He finished third on the team in tackles, was excellent in coverage, and sealed the win with his fourth interception of the season. So overall, the big takeaway for the Bills is that they have a number of pieces in place that give them a nice foundation to build on for the future. Sure, they need a quarterback, in my opinion, but I'm not going to get too much into that today because the reality is the Bills are still fighting for a playoff spot this time in the year, which is kind of remarkable. And fans can be hopeful for the future, but they should enjoy the ride over the next couple of weeks.
Matt, I don't normally look forward to these conversations in December, but I anxiously await your return on Friday.
Sounds great.